For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas's 12th medical marijuana dispensary is now open. Last week, state officials gave the green light for NEA Full Spectrum to start operations. The dispensary is located just north of Jonesboro on Highway 49 in the tiny community of Brookland. The opening of the business was welcome news to customers in line, many of whom say they had to drive several hours to other parts of the state to receive medical marijuana. One of those is Penny Elder.
I was tired of taking the regular medications that they were trying to make me feel better, and I thought, I'm going to give this a try. I'm 50. I can try anything now. And I thought, let me see if this will help. So back in May, June, I started. I've been off medications. I've gotten off of two of my other medications. So the medical marijuana is doing me some good.
Elder says that she has three of the qualifying conditions that patients must have in order to be able to purchase medical marijuana. NEA Full Spectrum General Manager Lance Huey says there are strict guidelines in how the product is cultivated and dispersed to patients.
The people, through petition, put this on the ballot. It was passed. So the majority of the people in Arkansas feel like this is the right ideal. So the state took it and moved forward with cultivation facilities, with dispensaries that are highly, highly regulated. And it's a way for a patient to obtain legal medical grade marijuana.
Only those who have a state ID and a medical marijuana card can go into the building, and they're limited to purchasing 2.5 ounces of the product every 14 days. Right now, the facility is just dispensing medicine, but is expected to start growing it in a few months. In 2016, Arkansas voters approved the sale and use of medical marijuana in Arkansas. Brookland resident Penny Elder says that she was not expecting the state to pass the measure, but when it did pass...
Oh, we celebrated again. We celebrated again. I do my part. I vote so I can complain, so I can celebrate. And I went and voted, and I thought, well, if this gets passed, this is going to do a lot of people a lot of good. And I really truly believe that. And I think it has helped a lot of people.
Huey says he understands concerns some people may have about a medical marijuana dispensary being located close to them.
We have a responsibility to the people who voted for it, who got a card, who are going to use this. We have a responsibility to the people who voted for it, who will never use it. But we also, just as importantly, have a responsibility to the people who were opposed, who didn't vote for it. So, and that is keeping a safe product, a safe environment, making sure that we do our part to put the medicine in the hands of the people who are supposed to get it by law.
The Arkansas Department of Finance Administration says patients have spent over $23 million to obtain over 3,000 pounds of medical marijuana across the state. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves.